For the DRG Media Group Sports, I'm William Haynes. The Mobridge Pollock softball team swept a doubleheader yesterday in Chamberlain in wipeout fashion. The Tigers won the first game 24-0 and took the second game 18-0. It dropped the Chamberlain Cubs to a lowly 0-9, but now has Mobridge Pollock off to a hot start at 5-1. Grace Overland pitched both games for the Tigers, tossing a combined 6 innings and 11 strikeouts while only giving up 2 hits. At the plate, the junior tallied 3 hits and 5 runs batted in. Junior catcher Amber Vetch had the best offensive day of anyone in the lineup, going a combined 5-for-7 with 7 RBIs. The disparity in competition was stark as Chamberlain walked 24 batters and committed 11 errors in just 6 innings. Both games ended in run rules after 3 completed frames. Mobridge Pollock had a doubleheader against Lakota Tech scheduled at home today, but that has been postponed to an undetermined date due to weather. The next scheduled home game is May 4th against Sisseton. The first round of the 2024 NFL Draft was held last night in Detroit, and offensive players were in high demand. 23 of the 32 players selected were on offense and included the first 14 picks in a row. Both of those marks are records. Tying a record was the amount of quarterbacks selected in round one. 6 came off the board in the first 12 picks in what draft analyst Mel Kiper Jr. could only describe as a feeding frenzy. Of the signal callers selected, Caleb Williams went number 1 to Chicago. Washington picked Jaden Daniels at number 2. The Patriots tagged Drake May at number 3. The Atlanta Falcons shocked the world at number 8, taking Michael Penix Jr. Minnesota got J.J. McCarthy at 10. And Denver rounded out with Bo Nix for the 12th pick. The Vikings began the night with the 11th and 23rd selections and were expected to trade up at some point. By night's end, they moved up on both picks. They swapped their 11th pick with the Jets to move up to number 10 and take their quarterback of the future in J.J. McCarthy. The 21-year-old just won the national championship at the University of Michigan and will enter the QB room across from Sam Darnold. Later, Minnesota traded their 23rd pick to move up to 17 and take Dallas Turner, an edge rusher from Alabama. Turner was widely considered to be the best defensive prospect in the draft, which brings great value to the Vikings. The draft continues tonight with rounds 2 and 3. The festivities begin at 7 Central. The Minnesota Twins hit 5 home runs yesterday afternoon en route to a 6-3 win over the Chicago White Sox and capped off a much-needed 4-game sweep. The win brings Minnesota up to 11-13 as they try to keep up with hot starts in the division from Cleveland and Kansas City. The Twins are now out on the West Coast for a series with the LA Angels, who are 10-15. First pitch tonight is at 8:30, with the Angels' Patrick Sandoval dueling Minnesota's Bailey Ober. That's what's happening. For more news, sports, and weather, go to drgnews.com.